Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Baseball Hall of Famer Yogi Berra has died at 90, natural causes at his home in New Jersey. The AP Sagar Magani has more on Berra's legacy.
Nobody won more World Series titles than the 10 Yogi Berra collected as the catcher for the Yankee dynasty of the 40s, 50s, and early 60s.
I was very lucky.
He was a three-time American League Most Valuable Player. The enduring image of Berra, though, is more what he said than how he played. Things like, it ain't over till it's over, and it's deja vu all over again. But all the Yogi-isms you hear didn't actually come from him.
Some of them are true, you know, but I guess some of the people, when they go out of banquet, use my name.
Berra remained an accessible icon in retirement, answering the door at his New Jersey home on Halloween and giving out candy. I'm Sagar Magani.
Big day for Pope Francis in Washington. He's meeting with President Obama and will ride past followers on his Popemobile after the official White House welcome. Later, there's a canonization mass for Father Junipero Serra. The AP's Mark Smith reports the pontiff is already voicing his views about U.S. sentencing rules.
Flying here from Cuba, the Pope told reporters some in the Catholic Church want to end life prison terms. He called these a hidden death penalty and said it's like dying every day. This weekend, Francis will talk more about this when he meets with inmates at a Philadelphia area correctional facility.
China's president will attend a White House state dinner later this week. He's now in Seattle, saying through a translator that ensuring robust international trade is a top priority for China.
China will never close its open door to the outside world. Opening up is a basic state policy of China. Its policies of attracting foreign investment will not change.
This is AP Radio News. Some 2 million Muslim pilgrims are gathering in the Valley of Mount Arafat in Saudi Arabia for a day of prayer that marks the pinnacle of the Hajj pilgrimage. On CBS's Late Show, host Stephen Colbert turned GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump into an unaccustomed role, that of straight man. Trump was quizzed on whether quotes were his or from Colbert.
We got Obama in there now, and the Chinese testing him, bing, bing, bing. You get a woman in there, bing, boom, boom. The whole world goes after her, me or you?
That's you.
That is me. That is actually me.
When pressed on if he still thinks the president wasn't born in the U.S., Trump deferred, saying, I don't talk about it anymore. A federal judge says a music publishing company that's been collecting royalties on this popular song.
Happy
doesn't hold a valid copyright to the lyrics. A lawsuit says Warner Chappell has been collecting fees over the years. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.